but, you know, shallow women. And I don't know, it's kind of ridiculous and vaguely pathetic.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
Uh-huh. How'd you meet him?
I was in La Perla, you know, just buying some weekend thongs. And he was doing likewise?
No.
Well, yeah, actually, he said he was buying something for his mom.
His mom? Casey, who buys high-priced lingerie for their mother?
I don't know, maybe he was looking for a robe.
Oh, Casey. Casey, he was hitting on you while he was buying lingerie for another woman.
I prefer the mother story.
Yeah, I know you prefer it, but that's not the point.
No, the point is I'm not going to start out assuming the guy's a liar.
Why not?
Because that's how you wind up...
Like me? Is that what you were going to say?
No.
I was going to say, like you. What's his name?
Why?
I'm going to Google him.
No, Google your own guy.
Let's just see if his mother's still alive.
So when is Grace due again? Soon. You excited?
What do you say?
Do you want me to go get them and bring them over here?
No. Don't do that.
Whoa. Are you saying you don't want to talk to them because you can't go home with them?
Hey, what do you want from me? I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Hey, did you ever hear this guy they call the date doctor?
Urban Myth.
Really?
Absolutely.
I was kind of hoping he also helped women.
Hey, you're not sick. You're single. You just have to relax and enjoy the ride.
I haven't been ridden in months.
人人听力王
On that happy note, I'm going to go see if anybody interesting came in tonight.
Oh, you mean besides me.
Bye.
I'm going to go get those girls. I'm going to bring them over here. We're going to have a conversation like human beings. Then you're going to go home, and I'm going to take them back to my apartment.
Well, that sounds like fun for me, but, you know, you might want to get in line, pal.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, baby, can I get a couple Coronas over at the pool table, please?
Thanks.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Lime wedges in a bottle, fine.
Hey, asshole, I don't work here.
Wow. I'm sorry. The paramedics are going to have to come to get my foot out of my mouth, sweetheart.
Just don't let it happen again.
I knew you didn't work here.
You did.
Yeah, how else was I supposed to get you away from all those guys?
Why would you want to do that?
Some guys naturally develop a comfort with the opposite sex. They like women, women like them. Everything flows naturally. Back in college, I was just not one of them. I seemed to lack the basic understanding that my peers just intuitively grasped. But like any late bloomer, I was eager to make up for lost time. Her name was Cressida Baylor.
Can you tell me where the registration building is?
Yeah.
人人听力王.
And my life would never be the same.
I'm Alex.
Cressida.
What we had was beautiful.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Alex.
I know you don't love me as much as I love you. I mean, but that's okay. I'm just glad you love me at all.
In retrospect, I guess I may have come on a little strong. But the experience taught me a lot.
Press it up!
What are you doing? I'm sorry, Alex.
But I love you. I love you. What did I do wrong? Just tell me what I did wrong.
Dude, you're doing it right now.
I'm so sorry.
And it's an education I feel obliged to pass on to my fellow men. Because with no guile and no game, there's no girl. And if ever there was a man born without game, it was Albert Brenneman.